Congress has overcome a presidential veto in authorizing itself to spend up to $23 billion on improving U.S. water infrastructure. And a memo from EPA staff members calls for large increases in airborne lead control. Today is November 9, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
The federal government is moving ahead with $23 billion in water infrastructure improvements across the U.S. after Congress this week handed President Bush the first veto override of his presidency. The Senate voted 79-14 Thursday to override a presidential veto of the Water Resources Development Act of 2007. The bill authorizes Congress, if it so chooses, to fund some 800 projects across the country. The House voted 361-54 earlier this week to override the veto. Lawmakers defended the plan as critical to maintaining the nation's dams, sewers, levees, flood control, dredging, and beach erosion prevention. But the White House claimed the bill was stuffed with pork projects and proposed a much slimmed-down version that focused on the Florida Everglades. According to the bill's co-sponsors, the bill establishes the legal authority for these programs to exist, including their maximum allowable budgets, without stipulating how much money the projects actually get. Programs outlined in the bill will still likely face opposition in budget committees of both houses. EPA is open for comments on its air standards for refineries. The agency will hold a public hearing Tuesday, November 27th in Houston to hear comments on proposed amendments to the agency's 1995 air toxic standards for petroleum refineries. The amendments, proposed in August, address the residual risk and 8-year technology reviews required for air toxic standards. The agency is providing additional time for the public to submit written comments on the proposed amendments. Comments now must be received by December 28, 2007. Coming up, a group of governors have agreed on an ambitious promise to cut down energy use by computers, and EPA staff are asking their boss to take another look at lead standards, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The National Governors Association recently announced a new clean energy partnership between the association's initiative, Securing a Clean Energy Future, and the Climate Savers Computing Initiative, founded by Google and Intel, to spur deployment of more energy-efficient computers and servers in state offices and agencies. The groups believe states can achieve up to a 50% reduction in current energy consumption from state-owned computing equipment over the next 4 years. A key document in the EPA's review of national air quality standards for lead recommends the agency strengthen the current lead standards to better protect children. The staff paper does not change current air quality standards. EPA staff based the final paper on a review of current science about lead and health, and on analyses of risks at current levels of lead in the air. The paper recommended that the agency lower lead standards from the current level of 1.5 milligrams per cubic meter, setting a revised standard within a range that extends as high as 0.2 and as low as 0.05. The paper also recommended the EPA not consider revoking the lead standard or removing lead from the list of criteria pollutants. The document also recommends that the administrator consider revising the existing secondary lead standard to be equal to a revised primary standard. The agency is planning to issue the proposal in March 2008. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.